Hi, DriveCast listeners. Welcome to Friday. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus and welcoming you to our Friday edition where we go off topic for a few minutes. So let's talk about burdens today. I want to start off by reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. Some very familiar verses. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 reads, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my load is light." Now, a slow, deliberate reading of these verses informs us that Jesus' followers aren't exempt from burdens. The Gospels confirm that the new life that Jesus invites us into, it isn't easy, and sometimes it can even be difficult. You don't get to escape from your burdens. Jesus doesn't say, "Come unto me, all you who are burdened, and I guarantee you, you won't have any more burdens." But what he does say is that he'll give us rest. Did you hear that in the reading of the verses? Two times the word rest appeared. He says, "I will give you rest, and you'll find rest for your souls." How? Well, actually, by adding on one other burden called the yoke, which I believe is a metaphor for Jesus' teaching, a new way of life he's calling his followers to enter into. Now, when I hear the term yoke, I picture a team of oxen or horses with this wooden device around their necks and shoulders. Ropes are attached to the yoke, and it's usually followed by a plow or a wagon. And the yoke, it was designed to decrease the weight of the burden you pull or carry so it doesn't crush you. Therefore, it distributes the weight proportionately, transforming the burden. And for me, what Jesus is saying is, if I follow my human instincts and do what always comes naturally, I'll continue to feel the weight of my burdens. But if I put Jesus' teachings into practice, when I carry his yoke, I enter paradoxically into a way of rest. Matthew 11:29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." So there's something about dropping our agenda, being patient, reading, and then putting into practice Jesus' teachings that decreases the weight of our burdens, as opposed to continuous lifting of the complexities of daily life. So I don't know what it may mean for you to follow Jesus in the midst of the difficult situation you're in. But let's take a moment to pray together about it as we close. What the way of rest for you looks like will be different from what it looks like for me. But let's ask Jesus to guide us today. So if you want to pray, you can pray something like this. Jesus, I desire the way of rest that new life in you brings. Help me to obey and discover you today. And give me wisdom and insight in the midst of my burdens. Transform my old way of carrying burdens by drawing me closer to you, and help me pull their weight with your yoke. Amen. So I hope that your weekend is restful, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to visit one of our four locations this coming Sunday, and hope to see you back with us on Monday's DriveCast. God bless.